going back to, I know nothing about Grandfather Mitchell's side. We'll go to Grandfather Millet.
There you were. You must stay on that side.
My grandmother, who was a Mitchell.
Yeah.
Now, what did her father do?
He had a shop in the village. He served the ship's chandler, I suppose, with fish.
Food.
He had a fish shop and a fruit and florist and everything else.
And he paid the crew.
And he served
in
the deadless.
Get it right now, get this bit over. In those days, Portishead Dock was a dock.
Yeah.
And the ships used to come into Portishead, right into Portishead, and they were paid off in Portishead.
Yeah.
All nationalities.
The sailing ships.
And he used to pay them off and feed the ships with the requirements for the.
Because the Americans carried their wives and children with them. And Mother said it was nothing. He camp turned up once with a captain and his wife and five daughters. China, no. They never knew who was coming to dinner.
I always remember because I think it's really funny. When I was a daredevil and the Chinaman was there, you know, Chinaman's wings, terrible thing. One of the others dared him. They were paying him off with golden sovereigns in those days. Mother said the table was full of golden sovereigns. You know?
Yeah.
And they dared her to creep in with the Chinese, and she did. Uh-huh. And it was terrible. It was a crime on the Chinese. I didn't know.
Well, did you know why?
No.
Well, because it's a weapon.
Oh.
The Chinaman's pigtail is his weapon. He uses it for garrote.
I know they said it was a real, it was the most terrible thing she could possibly have done.
Yeah.
And she was in disgrace for it.
Well, in another time, the captain and his two mates were invited. And in the day, they'd been down on the front plane, two of the aunts. And they met the two young men, and they got talking to them and that. And the captain. Grandfather brought his captain and two mates up to dinner, and they walked in the room, and there was Aunt Lye over there and Aunt Amelia here trying to say, "Don't say you've met us, don't say you've met us." And Grandfather introduced them to Mother and the rest of them, Grandma, and one of them said, "Oh, we have had the pleasure of meeting these two." And Grandfather said, "Have you? And when were you introduced to them?" "Oh," they said, "we weren't introduced to them. We met them on the front.
Like
he said, "Well, I invited you into my house as two gentlemen. Now I ask you to leave, please, at once."